and welcome to a new edition of Mercenary Musings Radio featuring mining analyst and commodities expert, the mercenary geologist Mickey Folt. We are your most trusted source for in-depth analysis and commentary on commodities, mining, and the junior resource sector. And this is a special edition of Mercenary Musings Radio, my favorite edition of MMR. Mickey Folt sitting right across the table from me. Here we are in downtown Toronto, special edition of the program because this is the 2019 PDAC edition of Mercenary Musings Radio. Mickey, great to see you.
Good to see you, Rob. Jesus, bloody cold.
It's cold in Toronto. We are at our favorite watering hole in downtown Toronto. Listeners may think, geez, it's kind of quieter than usual. It was too loud upstairs. We had to go downstairs. A soccer game was on. It was blaring music at the same time. We want people to be able to hear what we have to say, so we're in some quieter confines. And we want to talk ratios today, Mickey. Perhaps a bit of a big picture comment off the top. What do people learn from ratios? We're talking ratios in commodities.
We're talking specifically ratios of precious metals today, and that gives you an indication of anomalous relationships which are happening as we speak. Mm-hmm. And if you're a purchaser, a speculator, or investor of precious metals, it'll tell you which one is overvalued, undervalued, which ones to buy at any particular time.
Okay, well, let's begin, I think, with perhaps the most popular of those ratios that you're talking about, the gold-silver ratio, Mickey. Right now, gold sitting at about just under $1,290 an ounce, silver $15 and change per ounce. Not a lot of movement year to date either.
Well, there was a lot of movement in gold, but it all got wiped out. So gold started the year at 1282. It went as high as 1340 a couple of weeks ago for a 4.5% gain on the year. And that was being completely wiped out over the last 3 days of trading. As we speak, gold's 1284, silver's 15 and less than a dime. That ratio is 85, greater than 85. Rob, that is highly unusual. Since 1971, that ratio has only occurred greater than 80 about 8% of the time. So these are really anomalous values. And in this case, it has to do with the fact that silver is very low price right now and has been for quite some time. The only other time that we saw ratios above 80 was the period from about 1990 to 1993 when silver was in the doghouse, less than $4 an ounce. Right now, we've had going on 6 months with a gold-silver ratio greater than 80, 85 today, 85.1. That's toward the high end. That's a really strong buy signal for silver. But if you did that, you would buy silver, and once the ratio would normalize, say, in the 55 to 60 range, then you'd sell your silver and buy gold back.
Okay, what would narrow that ratio right now? I've been reading some comments, some traders and analysts saying that if we get a comprehensive full meal deal in terms of a trade agreement between China and U.S., that could certainly have an impact. Do you agree with that?
Well, it would certainly cause a rise in the price of zinc and lead. And most of the silver in the world is a byproduct of zinc and lead mining. And it would also be very bullish for the copper price. So this trade tariff thing is, which will be resolved. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be resolved fairly soon, may not completely. Mm-hmm. But the market's starting to react to the idea it's gonna happen. That's very bullish for the industrial metals. And so silver being a byproduct metal would stand to gain more than gold would, and silver is always more volatile both to the upside and downside than gold is, so there's plenty of room for silver to move.
Yeah, I guess silver also, it's used for industrial purposes. Yeah. Gold, well, obviously not so much, so I guess silver's a little bit more at whim to the economic winds that are blowing.
Correct? Absolutely. Yeah. Silver is an industrial metal. In times of economic duress, financial calamity, it behaves more as a precious metal, but it is an industrial metal, and gold absolutely is not. 85% of the gold is used for a storage of wealth and hoarding.
Giving your girlfriend nuggets and stuff like that, I think, which a well-known geologist told me last time we spoke. Okay, let's talk about gold in relation to platinum. What's the ratio situation there, Mickey, and what's it telling you?
Yeah, it's also extremely anomalous. The platinum to gold ratio, which is historically much greater than one, or probably averages over since 1970-71 when gold was floated against the U.S. dollar. It's averaged probably about 1.5 to 2. Right now, it gold platinum ratio, or platinum to gold ratio, is 0.65. With a gold price of $1,284, platinum price of $836. Rob, that is an all-time low. All-time low since 1971. 0.65 is, it's just continually crept down. The previous was 0.66, and a month ago it was at 0.67, and it just keeps going further and further south.
What is impacting on platinum so dramatically that we're seeing this price where it is today? And we'll touch on palladium a little bit later, but palladium is like the totally flipped around. It's the opposite of this story.
These are crazy markets right now, and so there's an oversupply of platinum in the world, and there's a couple of things going on there. There's an oversupply in South Africa. There are stockpiles in South Africa. South Africa produces about 70-75% of the world's platinum on an annual basis. And platinum mines have shut down because they're not economic. So we have a stockpile of platinum right now that needs to be worked off. And it's been exacerbated by the diesel catalytic converter scandals of not only Volkswagen, but other automakers in Europe. And that's cut the demand for platinum and catalytic converters because diesels use much more platinum. They can use very little palladium. So the demand's gone down at the time that there's an excess supply.
Yeah. Nothing stays down, one could argue, forever, though, Mickey. Depending on one's time horizon, would you be looking at platinum right now as a bargain at all?
Rob, I bought a big tranche of platinum about a month and a half ago.
That answers the question. Go on.
I bought a tranche of Vienna Philharmonics, Austrian coins that are absolutely the most beautiful platinum coin in the world, and I got quite a good price for those. Okay. I bought them much cheaper than the current price of platinum.
Okay, well, let's bring palladium into the discussion. Mickey, this is, the metal of the year, I guess. I don't know what you think, but record high prices for palladium. What's driving that? And let's talk about the ratio in relation to gold.
Let's talk about the ratio first. The gold to palladium ratio right now, with a gold price aforementioned $1,284. Platinum price this morning at $1,492. Rob, that's off from last week when the all-time high of palladium at $1,540 an ounce. It's ludicrous. I mean, I have... There's some supply-demand fundamentals that have driven the price of palladium up. We'll talk about that. But the speculators just going nuts on this. And it's come off a peak. We'll see if that is the peak or it keeps going higher. It's dropped, 1540 to 1490. Mm-hmm. Doing the math in my head, that would be well over 3% in the last few days.
Still eye-popping gains, though, year-to-date, Mickey, well over, around 25%?
Yeah. So the ratio right now is about 0.86. Mm-hmm. It keeps going down and down and down. Historically, typically the ratio is much, much higher than one. You know, there's only been a couple of times when this has happened before, and that was back in the old days, right after gold was floated and the price of platinum was remained the same. So it was a $36 gold price and a $35 platinum price for a couple of years. So the ratio was above one, or right about one. And then we talked about this before. The other time it happened was from about 1998 to 2002, when the Russians started cutting off palladium supplies to the West. The Russia and South Africa both produce about the same amount of palladium, 38-40% a year. But it's spread out among some other countries, U.S., Canada, Zimbabwe. And the price was very skewed to the downside then. Once Ford wrote off $1 billion in malinvestment in palladium stockpiles, that recovered. So quite unusual. It's driven right now by a deficit, a palladium deficit. And the reason for this is the aforementioned diesels. Now everybody's buying gasoline engines in Europe or electric vehicles. And so palladium's used in gasoline catalytic converters. And there isn't enough palladium. It's exacerbated by the fact that the platinum mines have shut down in South Africa because there's a platinum surplus and their byproduct is palladium. There's really no standalone palladium mines in the world for the most part, with the exception of perhaps Stillwater in Montana and the Sibanye's mines up there.
Okay. We talked about the trends in auto purchases and moving away from diesel, electric, gas-powered. That's
not so much electric.
No, okay, but that's something gas. That's a trend that's not going to reverse, is it? You wouldn't think.
Well, I'm not sure if it will or not, but here's a trend I think is coming, and the reason that palladium is used in gasoline engines is it was historically much cheaper than platinum. So in the mid 80s or so, with high platinum prices and very low palladium prices, every OEM manufacturer in North America switched to palladium in their catalytic converters. It doesn't work as well as platinum, but historically it's been much cheaper. So I think what we'll see at some point is they'll convert back, because it's not that hard to convert.
Platinum, palladium. You talk about things really getting flipped around. Mickey, that ratio is something that you haven't seen in quite some time then.
It certainly is, Rob. That ratio right now is about 0.56. That's a 13-year low. The markets, it's just discombobulated. I don't even know. It's hard to even think of all the macroeconomic reasons, but all these metals are not trading anywhere near their historic relationships with gold or with platinum. And those are by far the two most important precious metals in the world, are gold and platinum. Yeah. Palladium's used 95% for industrial purposes. Silver's used something around 60% for industrial purposes.
In wrapping up, Mickey, how important are these ratios in your thinking when you sit down and decide to buy or sell a particular commodity? Are the ratios one of the first things you look at, and the patterns, or just explain your thinking there?
Well, I try to buy either gold or platinum in bear market dips. That's the goal, because those are the two real precious metals. So whenever dips happen, I look at the ratios and say, oh, well, gold's undervalued right now, or platinum's undervalued. Mm-hmm. I own some silver. I'm not really interested, even with a skewed ratio right now, of buying silver, because I don't see a silver recovery in the near future despite these trade tariff things. It's got a long ways to go. So, for the last 3 or 4 years, I've been buying platinum or gold, depending on what I decide I want to buy at any particular time. They're both precious metals, and you want to accumulate and hoard them.
Okay, great stuff. Nice way to wrap it up. Mickey, final thought on PDAC 2019? Quick comment?
There's a cloud hanging over the PDAC, and it's something called a gold miner mega merger, and I fail to see how that rewards shareholders, either from Goldcorp to Newmont or Barrick. I have no idea why this is being proposed, and I certainly hope it does not come to pass.
Okay. Well, it's quite the takeover scrap to watch. Mickey, thanks very much for this.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
That's Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. You can also hear Mickey's latest opinion on kitco.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.